Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, natural bodybuilding figure and bikini fans? Mike Newman here, back at it again. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's been quite some time since I've had a show. For all you loyal listeners out there that listen to me for 4 years straight, you're used to having a show every single week for 4 years. We had a good run, but my life just got busy. I got a baby girl, 6 years old. I got my gym now. It's going to be 2 years in June that I will have had this gym for up and running for 2 years now, so that keeps me busy enough. Going to the community college, and I'm just really busy right now, too busy to post a podcast every single week. But I still stay pretty active in the bodybuilding scene. I am scheduled to be at 10 shows this year. I'm still emceeing pretty heavily in different organizations, so I'm involved quite often, and I stay on top of the who's who on the circuit, so it's not like I've gone off too far. It's just I can't hold the podcast every single week. But if you guys follow us on Facebook, on the Inside Natural Bodybuilding page, Phil Ricardo Jr. is always posting things. John Bozzi is always making posts. So we keep you guys updated with the latest on what's going on. And usually when a big show is coming up, I'm going to host a podcast, let you guys know what's going on with the bodybuilding scene as we lead into the biggest shows of the year. But the bodybuilding season is getting ready to heat up. One new thing, as if I don't have enough to do already, I'm actually entering into the world of promoting bodybuilding shows now, and I'm promoting my first bodybuilding show coming up here next weekend on April 16th. I chose to promote with the INBA because Denny and Diana have always taken care of me. They always have the best shows and the best locations. They always get the top-of-the-line venues. They get the best awards. And really, Denny and Diana are always at every single show. They're doing something every single weekend all year long. So they're the most committed, you know, when it comes to head honchos of an organization, Denny and Diana Kakos are the most committed, I think, because they go to the most shows. They're always helping out the promoters. But I chose the INBA because I knew they would help me out a lot. So they're going to be in town in Chicago next weekend to help me out with my first ever promotion, the INBA, PNBA, Pro-Am, Illinois State. I've never done this before, so I got Denny and Diana to help me out with this. There's 12 pro cards up for grabs. $7,000 in guaranteed prize money taking place. Somebody's going to win the cover of the Global Natural magazine. So we're going to see some heavy hitters up in this show. And that's taking place in Franklin Park, Illinois, next weekend. So if you're in the area, it's a show that you just shouldn't miss. We got pro bikini, pro figure, pro sports model, and some top amateurs are going to be there too. And we got a very important, very special guest tonight on the show. And you guys are going to get to know who he is real quick if you haven't heard of him yet. Now, this guy has competed before, so he's not exactly new to the bodybuilding scene. He has competed as a bodybuilder in the past. He's taken some time off, but all year long, this guy is always in great shape. Even though he hasn't competed on a bodybuilding stage, he pretty much always looks like he can compete. There's people like me that when I'm 16 to 20 weeks off from the show, I dial it in, I get all in, I diet down to a show, I get lean, I compete. But then once my show is over, I get fat again. And I stay fat until it's time to compete again, and then I dial it in again. Well, this guy that I'm going to have on the show that you guys are going to be talking to here in a little bit, this guy stays in shape all year round. Now, I live in a city, or I shouldn't call it a city, a little bitty town, about an hour south of Chicago called Bourbonnais, Illinois. And Bourbonnais is where the Chicago Bears practice at during the summer. The summer training camp is held at Olivet Nazarene University in Bourbonnais, Illinois. Now, this town has become quite the fitness town. 20 years ago, when I started competing, I was only one of a handful of competitors that even did bodybuilding shows. But now, with the explosion of bikini and figure and men's physique, on top of the multiple divisions they have to offer in the industry now, more competitors have burst onto the scene, and it has caused our sport, our little cult sport that we have, to become more popular. So now in the Bourbonnais area, we got a multitude of competitors, and there's so many gyms. We've got about 8 to 10 different gyms in this area, if you count the CrossFit boxes and the little niche gyms and training studios. We got quite a few gyms in this area for the small community that we live in, but there's so many competitors in the area now with the popularity which has grown in the sport. Well, one of those guys is on the show with us tonight, and if you don't know who he is, you're going to find out who he is real quick. He's got pro potential. When you see this guy, he's going to be one of the guys that are hard to beat this weekend, so he's going to be the one to look out for, I believe. It's going to be tough to beat this guy, and I think he's a pro in the making, because not only does he look the part, but he lives the part. This guy lives the fitness lifestyle all year round. This guy's always in good shape. He's you know, one of the stronger guys in the community. Probably one of even probably the strongest lifter that I know of in the area. Nonetheless, let's get to know him a little bit better because you're going to find out who he is real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show for the first time. He is Jared Nauman. Jared, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. Hello, everybody.
Yes. Okay. So Jared's the guy you're going to know. He looks like a cover model. So when you see him, he's just looking. He's going to look like he belongs on stage. So, Jared, you're in shape all year long. You look like you're always, at any given point in the year, you're always looking like you're 2 weeks out from a show, but you haven't done a show in quite a few years. So why is it that you chose not to compete until just recently?
Well, I chose not to compete recently due to the fact that with the birth of my son prior, he was the reason I really kind of stayed with fitness about 10 years ago. And then about 8 years ago, my job started to really pick up. I'm a welder at a steel mill, so working 60, 70 hours with an apprenticeship really didn't give me much time to focus in on working out and getting to competing.
Yeah, well, definitely, because your life has to be just right to compete. If you want to do a show and you want to do it right, you pretty much have to put the rest of your life on hold. And if you have the kind of job that doesn't allow you to live the kind of life that you need to live to compete in a bodybuilding show, you just can't diet the way that you need to properly in order to get your body fat levels to the extreme low levels to win a bodybuilding show. But now you're back, coming back again. Your first time competing in, when was the last show you did? Back 2008, 2009, something like that?
Roughly, yeah. It was 2007 or 8, I believe.
Okay. So what made you decide to make a run for it this year?
Basically, I've been working out for the past 8 years, pretty intense, watching my diet, everything. Finally figured out that it was time for me to step back on the stage.
It is about that time, and I think it's a good time for you to get back into it again. You're at a good age, and you got a lot of years ahead of you, so it could be the start of something big. And I think good things are going to happen for you now. But let's talk about how you got started off and got lifting weights all together. You were a college football player, from what I understand, and maybe talk about to the listeners how you got started and working out to begin with.
Well, actually, I started out in high school when I was roughly about 14 years old. You know, my grandmother would drive me and a couple friends, or we'd ride our bikes to the gym, and we basically saw all the bigger guys and wanted to be the bigger guys, but at 14 years old, you were never going to be one of the bigger guys in the gym. So that transcended into football, where football was life to me. I knew I was going to go to college to play a sport, and football was a sport that I was going to play. Basically, was a ways to a means to an end, pretty much. So in order to stay with football, I just kept working out harder, stronger, faster, everything. Needed to gain more weight. I was always a smaller guy. When I went into high school, I was 5'2", 103 pounds soaking wet. So I basically told myself that when I graduated, I wasn't going to be the smallest guy at the school or on the team, which basically my drive and effort allowed me not to be that. So again, got to be bigger, got to be faster and stronger. Was an all-state football player at Bishop Mack, and then went on to college and played college football. And then from there, basically kept working out all year round. From once football got over, the NFL stuff didn't work out. So basically I looked towards bodybuilding. At that time, I was basically wet behind the ears. I didn't really know much about bodybuilding. Talked to a couple promoters and stuff. Thought maybe I had a good shot. And bodybuilding kind of gave me a reason just to keep working out. That's really about what kept my drive going to work out, because I loved working out. If not, I might have just methodically went in the gym, did a few sets, and probably left. But wanting to step on a stage made me basically keep my intensity up.
Okay. Yeah, I like the sound of that. It does give you an incentive to keep training. It gets you something to fulfill that competitive edge. And yeah, a lot of guys, once they get done with college sports, they typically tend to get out of shape because they don't really have anything to look to keep that competitive edge. But you found weightlifting and bodybuilding as your to keep that competitive spirit alive. And, you know, something you kept up with all year round. Now let's talk about your philosophy and what kind of mindset you take into the gym. I mean, what kind of training do you like to do? I know you like to go really heavy. You know, what do you do with your rep ranges? What kind of training do you like to stick to and of the likes?
Basically, my philosophy is much weight as you can push for the amount of reps you're looking to push it for. If that last rep is easy, obviously you need to step the weight up a little bit. But my whole workout philosophy is basically from all my years of strength training, football, plyometrics, bodybuilding, fitness model type stuff. All of it's mixed and combined together. So my rep range is varied. I do a 16-week program that I created on my own that mixed a little bit of the bigger, faster, stronger program that I used to be on in high school and college, mixed with some more bodybuilding fundamentals, as well as I introduced some plyometrics, as well as some other intensity type stuff.
Yeah, so you like to stick to the basics and the fundamental compound-like movements then, wouldn't you say?
I basically do two major lifts of the day, and then I have satellite accessory lifts that I do as well, which for instance, if I did chest, my major lift of the day would be bench press, and then I would do incline dumbbells would be my second. Then my satellite lifts after that would be some type of plyometric push-up, maybe introduce some TRX push-ups or flies, something like that. It's not just a bodybuilding mentality with just the compound workouts.
So you're mixing it up quite well, and you're always keeping the body guessing, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've also, and actually Jared does work out at my gym. He's one of the main lifters at gym here at Fit Body U. We're located in Bourbon, Illinois. Jared was actually one of the first members to join the gym here, so we're glad to have him here. And, you know, it's been a pretty good lifting gym we have here, so a lot of the serious lifters like to train here. But Jared was one of the first guys that walked through the gym doors when I opened up, so we're glad to have him here. But I've noticed sometimes Jared will be squatting 4, maybe 5 plates on his side, and a lot of these guys, they go out and they get all psyched up, and they rant and they rave, and they psych themselves out, and they make all kinds of noise, and they get under the bar, and they just go to town. And Jared, you should see how calm this guy is. When he's getting under a bar with 4 or 5 plates on his side, it's just like another day at the office. It's kind of cool to watch because he's got such a calm demeanor. You don't even know he's in the gym squatting 4 or 5 plates. So, Jared, let's talk about your mindset. When you're coming into the gym, you're getting ready to work out, what kind of mindset are you carrying into the gym to lead you through your workout?
Basically, it's the same mindset that I had when I was on a football field. I used to tell my coach every game because he would come up to me with the same comments that you just made, Mike, that I'm so calm, I'm not hyped up. I mean, you had guys hooting and hollering and everything. To me, I gave him just that answer that you said was, to me, it's just another day at the office. If I come in here and hoot and holler, it's not another day at the office, it's something else, and something can go wrong. To me, if I stay calm, I stay cool, and I stay collected, everything else will fall into place.
Yeah, and I watch you train that way, and I watch how you are in other areas, too, just kind of seeing you out and about, how calm, cool, and collective you always are. I wish I could have that for myself. Sometimes I've actually practiced being calm, cool, and collective, and it lasts like 2 hours. I just don't have it in me. I'm always up and on the go. I'm always anxious. I'm always excited about something. Once in a while, I can be calm, but that's typically when I'm too tired from burning myself out from running around so much. So I wish I could kind of have that attribute you have and be more calm, cool, and collective. So I admire that quality that you have, and sometimes makes me a little bit jealous, but it's good to have. And I like how you use your full range. This guy's form is always perfect too. Jerry believes in full range of motion. He uses proper form on everything. His movements are nice and slow and controlled reps. So this guy not only looks like a pro, and when you see him on stage, you're going to see him the first time out and be like, man, this guy is ready to be a pro men's physique competitor. And also he's got some tree trunk thighs on him as well. So it's not like he's a men's physique competitor covering his legs up, because if he wanted to, he could do bodybuilding as well, because his legs are a little bit of his head ahead of his upper body, actually, but he wants to do the men's physique. And let's talk about that for a second, Jared. Why are you choosing to do men's physique instead of bodybuilding?
Men's physique seems a little bit more fun on the bodybuilding aspect, if you will. Seems like you have a little bit more fun on stage. From my experience on my few shows that I did while back, bodybuilding to me wasn't really, when I was on stage, it was not fun. It was fun to get to the point of having my body where I needed to be on stage. But while I was on stage, it just wasn't a, it wasn't one of the things that I felt like I really wanted to, I didn't want to be on stage when I was on it. So, and just the practices, the posing that I've been doing with men's physique stuff, I'm really enjoying it. I'm liking the posing. It feels way more fun, more natural, more fluent for me to be doing those poses versus a bodybuilding style.
Yeah, it looks like from watching you practice your poses in the gym, it looks like it comes more natural to you. And also, the mainstream is starting to go towards the men's physique direction now. When you look at the ads in the magazines and when you look at what the sponsors and the vendors are looking for, when they're going to sponsor a new athlete, men's physique is starting to take over. Bodybuilding is on its way out. In fact, you're starting to see bodybuilding numbers dwindle at every single show. And at most shows, there's more men's physique competitors than there are bodybuilders because people are starting to catch on that people just don't want that kind of look anymore. And a lot of guys just don't have the genetics to get freakishly huge anymore. So men's physique is starting to be mainstream now, and it's part of the reason why our sport has become so popular because of the men's physique division. So I think your chances of maybe creating some kind of a career in the fitness industry may be better in the men's physique division as opposed to bodybuilding. And I think you'll have more opportunities if you go the men's physique route, which is the case for a lot of guys. But I think you in particular are going to have something good when you get your first show out of the way on April 16th, which, by the way, April 16th is coming up, and that's going to be the host of the INBA Illinois State. It's a pro amateur show. So there's going to be a pro division. There's pro bikini, pro figure, pro sports model, and some top amateurs are also going to be going for a pro card as well. And remember, there's going to be somebody's going to win the cover of the Global Natural Magazine. The winner is going to be on the Global Natural Sports Network. A portion of the Angels fees are going to be donated to the American Cancer Society. So we're raising money for a good cause. Be sure to stop by East Layden High School. That's in Franklin Park, Illinois. And you can go to naturalbodybuilding.com for some more information on that, or just email info@naturalbodybuilding.com for some more information on that. So check it out. So Jared, let's talk about your nutrition strategy, because you stay lean all year round, which means you eat clean all year round. So let's talk about your eating habits and what you do to stay lean all year round and your philosophy when it comes to the kitchen.
When it comes to the kitchen, I keep a high protein diet. Professional athlete would eat. I eat a lot of carbohydrate, a lot of protein. I don't limit myself to one type of protein or one type of carb. Basically, when I'm hungry, I eat. I overeat whenever I feel like it. When I'm not cutting down, I'm eating 5,000 to 7,000 calories in a day.
Wow. That's insane.
I also like, to go along with that, I do a lot of metabolism training, basically with my workouts, where it's a lot of sprint intervals, like a lot of HIIT stuff, but mostly with sprint intervals. I use squatting, weighted squats as a cardio, weighted lunges as a cardio. I won't hesitate on a day just to wake up and say, man, I can't wait to do 20 sets of 10 on squats, starting at 225 and just going up. I mean, all I'm trying to do is keep my metabolism revving.
Now, there's a lot of competitors, and it's become quite popular that competitors count their macros. That's what I did, and that's what most competitors you run into are going to count their macros. They're going to get a prep coach like a Cliff Wilson or a John Gorman or Leif Anderson or somebody like that. And most competitors have their diet nailed down to a T, and they know exactly how many carbs, proteins, and fats are taken in. But there's some competitors out there like Moji Alua, doesn't count his calories. He just eats the way he feels. Marshall, as you guys all know, he doesn't count his calories. And those guys come in super lean. Well, Jared here doesn't count his calories or macros either. So, Jared, you just kind of eat until you're not hungry anymore? Or how do you keep track of what you eat, and how do you know how much is too much and what's not enough?
No, I do kind of keep track. The only thing I really keep track of is my protein intake. I know that my carbohydrate intake is slightly lower than what it normally would be. So I'm roughly taking in about 200 calories or 200 grams of carbs in a day right now, mixed up with my 200 grams of protein. or I'm sorry, my 300 grams of protein minimum. That's what every day I wake up and say I'm going to take in a minimum of 300 grams of protein. I will not go under that because then I will start to have a protein breakdown in my body and I will start to burn my muscle as opposed to the stored calories I have.
Gotcha. Well, very interesting stuff. And I do want to have you on the show again, maybe after the show is over. We'll find out how you did. And he's got some other shows planned. Now, this is just the first show on the stop. Jared, this is going to be a big year for Jared Nelman. You watch. We're having the show later on down the road. We're going to have this talk again. But first, Jared, let's talk about what made you pick out the IMBA Illinois State coming up next week. What made you choose that show of all shows?
Well, before I was in the NANBF, and we don't have a show around here anymore around Bourbon A. It's canceled for now. But what made me choose that was going in and out of the gym. I saw the flyers, everything, talked to you, Mike, a few times, and let me know that the organization you're promoting with is a pretty decent, really good organization to be involved in. So figured my first show, might as well get my feet wet in a organization that you are sponsoring and actually backing. So that's pretty much why I jumped into it.
Yeah, you know, I've covered pretty much every single organization out there and worked for all the national organizations as well as MTC, and I just like the IMBA because when you see, you're going to meet Denny and Dan at the show too on April 16th, and you'll see they're so passionate about what they do. They don't do anything but promote bodybuilding shows. Almost every single weekend they're somewhere promoting a bodybuilding show, and they always have the best shows in the best cities, and they always have the best venues. But every single show that we have all leads up to the National Olympia, which this year I think it's at the Rio in Las Vegas. I know it's in Las Vegas somewhere. Last year it was at Bally's, but I think it's the Rio this year. But it's just a fun place to go. That way when you compete in these shows, you're also in a fun city, so you can turn your competition weekend into like a mini vacation. And that's one of the main reasons I like the IMBA. And they always take care of the competitors, too. They always have the best awards. They always have this Sunday brunch the day after the show. And they just give out prizes and awards that other organizations don't give. They give out a car at the National Olympia and top prize money. So you'll see what I'm talking about when you get there. But, again, fans, that's taking place April 16th, Franklin Park, Illinois. The IMBA, PNBA, Illinois State Pro-Am. There's Pro Bikini, Pro Figure, Pro Sports Model. Top amateurs, 12 pro cards are up for grabs. So it's just a show you shouldn't miss. Just check it out at naturalbodybuilding.com. Jared, one more question. You seemed, I think you're like the Michael O'Hearn of Bradley Bourbonnais, you know, because you're always in shape. You live the lifestyle. That's the best part about you. You don't just take 3-4 months before a show and dial it in like a lot of competitors do. You live the lifestyle all year long, and you practice what you preach, and you just live it up. So what keeps you motivated all year round to keep doing what you do?
Honestly, what keeps me motivated is just trying to better myself from the day prior. I'm always trying – when I'm in the gym, I'm always wanting to add that more weight. If I get my last rep easy, I'm adding 5, 10, 20 pounds to it to see what my failure point would be. I'm always changing up. There's sort of a staple to my routine, but after I hit the staple, I switch things up towards the end of my routine. I mean, my routine's never the exact same week to week to week to week. So I'm always that. I mean, my major goal is to just keep getting stronger. The size part will come, more muscle will come, but I'm really trying to focus on keeping strong, getting more strength, trying to stay healthy, basically.
Okay, well, good stuff. And I think that's why you're a pro in the making. Not only do you look like a pro, but you live the life of a pro, and that's what it takes right there. Is there anything else you would like to add, Jared, to this interview?
Not at all, no.
Okay. Well, we'll have Jared back on in a few months after he gets a few shows under his belt. But there's a big year coming up for Jared Nelman. You're going to hear that name, but it all starts on April 16th. At the INBA, PNBA, Pro-Am, Illinois State. You can't miss it. If you're in the Bradley-Bourbonnais area, you got to go check this show out. And if you're in the area, if you're in the Chicago area anywhere, be sure to stop by Fit by You or 725 Larry Power Road. You'll see Jared here all throughout the week. You can meet him sometime. Get a picture because he's going to be somebody you just got to meet. Until next time, bodybuilding finger bikini fans, this is Mike Newman and Jared Nauman. We are out of here. Thanks for listening.
No sleep till...